It's in view of things that have happened in the past couple of weeks that I encourage us to open our Bibles to Psalm 46 this morning. Psalm 46. The context of this psalm is very difficult times. Times when we feel helpless and don't know that we can do anything to help certain situations. Well, I want to remind us of a few things from this psalm this morning. This psalm, coincidentally, was the theme of Martin Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. It's in our songbook, number 29. I've read that when Martin Luther was threatened with discouragement, he would say to his cohort, "Come, Philip, let us sing the 46th psalm." Luther's own version, as translated by Thomas Carlyle, went like this: "A sure stronghold, our God, is He, a timely shield and weapon. Our help He'll be and set us free from every ill can happen. And where the world with devils filled, all eager to devour us, our souls to fear shall little yield, they cannot overpower us." P.H. Hodge translated Luther's version for songbooks such as ours with these lines: "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. And though this world with demons filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed His truth to triumph through us." A mighty fortress is our God. From this psalm, and particularly the first verse, I want to suggest to you that God is in trouble. God is in trouble. And what I mean by that is when you and I are in any trouble, any affliction, any distress, any trial, that He is with us in that trial. As the psalmist says, Psalm 46, verse 1, He is a very present help in trouble. Let's examine some more what the psalmist says in Psalm 46, verse 1, to realize again that God is with us when we undergo trials. Number one, God is in trouble, in our trouble, to be our shelter. God is our refuge, the psalmist says. In Proverbs chapter 30, the writer writes, "There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise." Four creatures, four little animals, that very little, but yet exceedingly wise. And he enumerates those four. He talks about the ants in Proverbs 30, verse 25. "There are people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer." He also mentions the locusts that have no king, yet they all advance in ranks, speaking of the wisdom of cooperation. He refers to the spider, or some versions translate it, the lizard, who skillfully grasps with its hands, and it is in king's palaces. Perhaps speaking of determination of this little creature. But I want to point out to you what this another little wise creature, a coney, or as the New King James translates it, a rock badger. Notice what is said about this little animal. "The rock badgers, or conies, are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags, in the rocks." These little creatures, we are told, are little, but yet very, very wise. There's something we can learn from them. What is it that we learn from these conies, these rock badgers? They are little. They are very feeble. But yet they make their home in the rocks, in the crags, under the protection of them. You see, the lesson for us is that we are much like those conies. We are weak. We are little. We are so frail. And when we're going through trials, we're reminded of that harsh reality. But let us also learn from the lesson here that our security is found in God. Our God is our refuge, our safe place. In Psalm 62, verses 7 and 8, the psalmist says, "In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Yes, we are reminded that we are weak. But let's also be reminded that our refuge, our shelter, our protection is in God. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust." Another song that we sing has words as follows: "The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm." When the circumstances are difficult, when we feel helpless and powerless, let's remember that our refuge is in God. God is our refuge, our shelter, but He is also our strength, the psalmist says. God is our strength. Let me tell you about a little boy named Gilbert. 8 years old. And he'd been in the Cub Scouts only a short time. And during one of his meetings, he was given a sheet of paper with instructions, a block of wood and four tires, and told to return home and give all these things to Dad. Well, that was not an easy task for Gilbert because his dad was not receptive to doing things with his son. So that piece of wood and those four tires and those instructions just lay dormant for quite amount of time. That's when Mom stepped in. Mom realized Dad wasn't going to do anything, and so she took up those pieces and determined that she was going to help her son build this Pinewood Derby car. Well, she wasn't adept at this kind of thing, and so she decided she would read the instructions and little Gilbert would put it together. Well, within days, this block of wood was turning into a Pinewood Derby car. It was a little lopsided, but it was looking great, especially in his eyes. He was feeling proud of his, what he called, blue lightning, the pride that comes with knowing that you did something on your own. Then the big night came for the Pinewood Derby race. And with his blue derby in his hand and pride in his heart, he went to the big race. But his pride soon turned to humility when he saw the other cars that the other scouts had made, no doubt with their father's help. A few of the boys giggled when they looked at Gilbert's car, lopsided, wobbly, unattractive. And to add to the humility, Gilbert was the only boy without a man at his side. Even those from single parents' home had at least their grandfather, their uncle with them. But Gilbert had his mom. Well, the race began and it was done in an elimination fashion. And you kept racing as long as you were the winner. And when it came down to the final two, Gilbert was one of the participants. He was up against the sleekest, fastest looking car there. As the last race was about to begin, this little 8-year-old boy asked for a timeout. He said he wanted to pray. And so he prayed with that little car in his hands, and he prayed for what was determined to be about a minute and a half. And then he stopped praying and he stood up and with a smile on his face said, "Okay, I'm ready." So he put his blue lightning there on the racetrack and the race began. And to everyone's surprise, his little car crossed the finish line ahead of Tommy's nice-looking, sleek, fast-looking car. Gilbert leaped in the air with a loud thank you, and then the crowd roared in approval. The scoutmaster came up to Gilbert with the microphone in hand and said, "Oh, Gilbert, you prayed to win, huh?" Gilbert replied, "Oh, no, sir. That wouldn't be fair." That wouldn't be fair to ask God to help me beat someone else. I just ask Him to make it so I don't cry when I lose. But listen to that little boy's response. He didn't ask God to win the race. Didn't ask God to fix the outcome. He simply asked God to give him strength in the outcome. I wonder how many times you and I, our prayers are those where, God, would you fix the outcome? God, would you remove this struggle that I'm going through? When we should be praying, God, would you be with me through it that I can reach the other side? We should be seeking God's strength to get through the struggle. Psalm 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. Psalm 118, verse 14, the Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. The Apostle Paul had what he called his thorn in the flesh. And concerning this thorn, he prayed three times that God would take it away from him. But the Lord's answer was, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul's response, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Have you faced some situations where you don't feel like you have the strength to endure it alone? May I remind us that our strength is in God. God is our refuge and our strength. He is our shelter, our strength, and thirdly and finally, our solace. Our solace. A very present help in trouble. George McCausland was a director of the YMCA, and one of the YMCAs that he was serving was losing members. It was having financial difficulties, terrible staff problems. He found himself working 85 hours a week just trying to help it survive. And even when he wasn't at work, he was fretting and worrying about the problems there at that YMCA. Well, a counselor told George that he was on the verge of a nervous breakdown, that somehow he had to learn to let go and let God in into his problems. But he wasn't sure quite how to do that. But one day he decided he was going to take the afternoon off. And he went out for a walk into the woods. He had with him a pad and paper. And the more that he walked in the cool woods, he could just feel his tight body and his tight neck start to relax. And for the first time in months, he was able to relax. He got out his pad and paper. He decided he was going to let go of the burdens of his life. And what he decided to do was to write God a letter. And this is what he wrote. Dear God, today I hereby resign as general manager of the universe. Love, George. He would later say, and wonder of wonders, God accepted my resignation. He is a very present help in trouble. Maybe it's time for you and for me to resign as being the general managers of our universes. And realize that our refuge, our strength, our help comes from the Lord. He is very present. Jesus assured His disciples and He assures us, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. He's very present. And He's a very present help. Cast all your care upon Him, Peter encourages, for He cares for you. Are you facing some trouble this morning? Won't you realize that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble? What's our response in realizing these things? Well, look with me to Psalm 46, verses 2 and 3. Therefore, because God is our shelter, our strength, our solace, therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. What's our response knowing that God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble? We will not fear. And the primary meaning of these verses is figurative, about the earth being removed, the mountains be carried away and into the midst of the sea. But the writer here, it seems, is imagining the worst calamities that could occur. If the earth gives way, if the landscape is changed drastically, what's our response? We will not fear. Why? Because our God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble. A despairing man once said to his preacher, "My life is really in bad shape." The preacher responded, "Well, how bad?" He said, "I'll tell you how bad." As he buried his head in his hands, he said, "All I have left is God. That's all I have." The preacher replied with assurance, "I'm happy to assure you that a person with nothing left but God has more than enough. More than enough for great victory." When God is all you've got more than enough. Do you have God? Are you one of His sheep? It may be that there are some this morning that desire to obey the gospel, to be baptized into Christ so that their sins can be washed away, so that they can be added to the family of God and be able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." There may be others that are going through difficult times that realize their need for God and for God's family. For whatever struggle you may be enduring, if we can help you and assist you in any way, won't you come right now as we stand and sing?